Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And there are two great things about today. The first is it is my youngest daughter Julia's 21st birthday. Woot, woot, woot. I'm so excited for her and just praying that God would give her an amazing year of life, and just love her so much. The second is this. This is the 500th episode of Pray Every Day. I have been doing this 499 plus one times over the past year and a half, and I am so grateful that you have joined me on this journey of discovery, of unpacking the scriptures, and of course of prayer. It is my privilege to pray for you every single day, and especially on day 500. So thank you for being a part of this amazing adventure that we're on together. We are reading from Proverbs 5, verses 15 through 23, and it says this. Do you know the saying, drink from your own rain barrel, draw water from your own spring-fed well? It's true. Otherwise, you may one day come home and find your barrel empty and your well polluted. Your spring water is for you and you only, not to be passed around among strangers. Bless your fresh flowing fountain. Enjoy the wife you married as a young man, lovely as an angel, beautiful as a rose. Don't ever quit taking delight in her body. Never take her love for granted. Why would you trade enduring intimacies for cheap thrills with a whore, for dalliance with a promiscuous stranger? Mark well that God doesn't miss a move you make. He's aware of every step you take. The shadow of your sin will overtake you. You'll find yourself stumbling all over yourself in the dark. Death is the reward of an undisciplined life. Your foolish decisions trap you in a dead end. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this very staunch and important warning about adultery and about forsaking the covenant of marriage. And I'm so thankful that there are these warnings out there, because they are true warnings and they are necessary warnings. And Lord, I pray that you would protect everybody listening today from the evil one who would entice and woo us away from the commitments and the covenants that we have created and made with others. So Lord, thank you that you have, your scripture is not only great stories, not only good poetry, not only showing us the power of lament, not only the great grand story of redemption, but it is also a warning of what happens when we walk down destructive paths. So we thank you for that. We are not without help and we are not without warning. Lord, thank you that you see us. Thank you that you watch over us. And instead of viewing you as the angry policeman in the sky, help us to realize that you are a good father who disciplines his children. And good fathers do that. They love their kids so much that they don't neglect them. They actually walk in the middle of their lives and they help them. And so, Lord, we just want to welcome today your intervention. We want to welcome your wisdom, your guidance, and we also want to heed your warnings. So in doing that, Lord, I pray you would give each of us a love for your word, an insatiable desire to read it every day, a desire to follow it and to obey it. It is such a gift to us to have it written down in our own language, and knowing just how many hundreds and hundreds of years people didn't have the Bible in their own language, or it was reserved for only a few people. And it's such a privilege, and forgive us for forgetting that it's such a privilege to have your word in our hands every day. Help us not to take that lightly. Lord, thank you for this warning that the shadow of your sin will overtake you. It's like this lurking darkness that tends to overtake someone. And so, Lord, for those who are in the middle of that, I pray for deliverance and I pray for a realization of where they are. Lord, I also shudder a bit at this. Death is a reward of an undisciplined life. And I pray that you would empower me to be more disciplined and give me the want to, because sometimes, Lord, I'd rather be undisciplined, just to be honest. And that's not great, but that's who I have been at times. And I need your discipline and I need self-discipline. And I know that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. So I know it's something that you can provide. So I ask for it for me and for those listening today. We don't want to make foolish decisions. We do want to live a disciplined life. So we pray that you would give us the strength to do both, Jesus. Pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day to celebrate episode 500. Maybe you want to help support the podcast. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Bunch of different levels. $1 is the kind of the free thank you level. At $5, you get a free painting by me every month. At $10, your name gets on a wall. At $20, a secret podcast every month. And so you can also support at a higher level if you'd like. And that will help enable us to get closer to the goal of having the prayers written out and transcribed every day so that you can easily send them to someone who's in pain or who needs to know that they are loved and that they are being prayed for. So thanks so much in advance for doing that. And I hope that you have an amazing day and happy 500th episode to Pray Every Day.